lift your name on high. Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast. Lord, I'd love to sing your praise. You're about to hear a kingdom living message from Reverend Kofi Asa of Dominion Embassy, a ministry committed to unveiling our Lord Jesus Christ and his kingdom system. Reverend Kofi Asa is also a pastor at the Prevailing Word Chapel. Please sit back and enjoy this anointed and insightful message.
There are some things that we need to do, and when we do them according as the Bible has prescribed, then we can have the benefit from the Passover lamb, Jesus Christ. When we do that, we are going to practically have the kingdom experience. Now, I want us to understand that the Passover, the first Passover in Exodus chapter 12, traditionally is talking about the people of Israel, the last night that is spent in Egypt. But I want us to know that beyond the angel of death passing over or exempting the people of God, Passover is about crossing over or passing over from Egypt to the promised land. It is about making a transition from slavery to rulership.
Hallelujah.
Now, if you read Exodus chapter 12,
and
then verse
11,
there are some three areas of personal preparation that we need to put in place for the kingdom experience.
Because,
ladies and gentlemen, up till this time, the Lord is waiting for us to transition from the world's arrangement to his kingdom arrangement that Jesus Christ brought. Because you can be a believer and not have a practical kingdom experience. It is just like Israel in Egypt were the people of God, but they didn't have a kingdom experience.
Now,
verse 11, Exodus 12 says, "And thus you shall eat it.
Now,
with a belt on your waist, underline belt. Your sandals on your feet, underline sandals. And your staff in your hand, underline staff. So you shall eat it in haste. It is the Lord's Passover." So the Bible teaches us how to benefit from Jesus, or how to, as it were, feed on Jesus or eat Jesus. Three things. He says that you must have a belt on your waist. And you must have sandals on your feet. And you must have a staff in your hand. So that what? So that you will move from Egypt to the promised land. So that you will move from the world's arrangement the world's value system to that of the kingdom. So let us talk about the first one, the bells. It is important for you always to let scripture interpret scripture. Because the belt, according to the Bible, is talking about truth. In other words, God is saying that for us to be able to move over from slavery practically into rulership practically, we must have some truths. In order to practically benefit from Jesus, our Passover that we have eaten, we must have some belt of truth around our waist. This truth is talking about a correct kingdom mindset. A correct kingdom attitude, mental attitude. Because many people do not enjoy the kingdom system, experience the kingdom of God practically because they don't have certain understanding. You know, the people of Israel, when they came out of Egypt, you must know that they had been slaves for a very long time. And if you have been a slave for a long time, naturally you have a slavish mentality. God comes around and he says, feed on my son. Take the Passover lamb. But there is a way you must take him. You must have a kingdom understanding. You must have a rulership understanding. Because it is possible for you to have Jesus but still have a slavish mentality.
Forgive.
If it is like that, you cannot really benefit from Jesus. Jesus will be of no effect in your life, so to speak. Because you are not taking him the way that the Bible prophesied many years ago. In Exodus chapter 12, many years ago, that a Passover lamb is coming. And when he comes around, there is a way you must relate with him. You must eat him with a belt around your waist. There are some few things I want you to know about a mental, a kingdom mindset. The first thing I want you to know is that God visits our minds before he visits our lives. In other words, you want God to do something in your life, first of all, if it is God. He will touch your mind before he touches that thing physically. Because all that he does is perfect. And he will make sure that you have the support system to be able to handle the blessing he's bringing your way.
Okay. Na ni obeya ni se obeya ni o mebi ama o ma wagina ye amasan sha na eba wa brabom ni watumi anya ba bi de agu.
So God will do something about your life, your mind, or you have to God will visit your mind. He wants you to change your mind. Because you are moving from a different world altogether to a world, we call it the kingdom of the Son of His love. Number two, your mind is your responsibility. Many people leave their minds to God. They say that if it is God, then, well, He must do something. No. Your mind is your responsibility. God will visit your spirit.
Receive it.
In other words, let me put it this way. He will put His code in your spirit. Yeah, He will put everything in a perfect form in your spirit. But to make the thing real in your practical life, you must work on your mind to synchronize with what God has put there. So you must know what God has put there in your spirit. And you must study whatever you can, the word of God, whatever. You must study so that you can synchronize your mind with what is in your spirit. Then and only then will you see those things practically in your life.
Wow. Ẹnu ti ni Onyankopon di bere wu sunsun mu no. E wo se wunya se wo benya kwenje bi, wo benya nimdie bi a, e ba ma wadwe no asesan. Na ene dia odi re wu sunsun na ye pe. Ẹnu ansan. E na nia odi ase wu sunsun na tumi adedi.
So know or understand that your mind is your first responsibility.
Ẹnu ti hu se wadwe ne ye wankasa wa su die di kan.
That is why God said, this is how you shall eat the Passover lamb.
Ẹnu ti na Onyankopon ka
this is how you must have a Passover convention. This is how you must receive Jesus into your life. You must have a belt of truth. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Number three. You will live out the state of your mind. You will live out the state of your mind. The way your mind is how your life will be. You want to know what is going on in people's mind? It is very simple. Visit their world. Visit their home. Visit their car. Visit their... See what they give themselves to. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You will know what is in their mind. Just look at the kind of friends around them. You will know the state of his mind. If the people around them are dark-minded people. By dark, I don't mean evil. I mean like ignorant people. You will know what is in the person's mind. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It is so easy. Visit people's home. See the way that their house is like. See the way their hall is like. See the inside of their car. Whatever. You will know what is in the person's mind.
Hey, what a shock. Wasi wosira woni anu kwa ni fie hwe ne wall. Hwe ne dam hwe ne kam. Sadia ne ka tie ne sa na adwene ti.
Look at what he is giving himself to. If it is Nigerian movies for 2 hours, in fact, his life will not be short of the results of Nigerian movies.
So one year, and then you kum kum bagi, and a brabo kum bagi and kwa. So Nigerian film, so any igwe and kwa, and I'll be who and a brabo.
The reason is so simple.
Nani na ya de bako.
We always live out the state of our mind.
Said ya ya genetino sana ya de bobo.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Finally.
Ye chatsu.
Kingdom truths bring kingdom restoration.
Na se yenya sa ahenie nokre na enye na ema yakwenja mania ya shiri nara yensaka ni bi.
A kingdom mindset will bring you kingdom restoration.
Na se wunya ahenie na dwe na enye na mia wa shiri nara ahenie numu wunya ni bi.
A rulership mindset will make you practically rule in your life.
Na sa wo wadwe si wudi ade ade enye na wo be di ade so asase so.
God wants us to put aside the slavish mentality. I know you are a believer. I know you have taken the Passover lamb, but there is a way you must take him. In order for you to transition from slavery to rulership.
We'll be back briefly to continue with the word. Dominion Embassy is a non-denominational teaching ministry, and our mission is to enable people to rule in life through acknowledging the treasure of the Lord in them. Our purpose is to teach about the treasure of the Lord, namely Jesus and His kingdom system. Our vision is to fully acknowledge the person, principles, and performance of Jesus for mankind to teach the kingdom system of God. And our strategy is to bring the kingdom message and ways of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to practical living, teaching and preaching, literature, seminar, and audio visuals, all in the subliminal style of Jesus Christ. Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast.
Because there are many people who have the mind of slaves, but they need the mind of kings. So ladies and gentlemen, I know you are in a hurry to receive some powerful things in your life, but you see, there is a way God works. It may be a long cut to you, but that is His way. In order for you to benefit from my Jesus, you must take him with a belt of truth. The truth that you are not a slave anymore. That because you have Jesus, you are a ruler. How does a slave, a believer who has a slave mind, how does he look like? Let me give you some few signs. The first one is that the person hates work. Do you know why he hates work? Because slaves are used to work. In fact, slaves are acquired so that they will work. So if the person is no more a slave, he can easily have this attitude, this bad attitude towards work. Because he will think that work is for slaves. But work is not for slaves. Work is for kings. That is why God put Adam in Eden, and he told him to dress it and to keep it.
And not now when you put on the Adam onye mu ye.
I'm not saying that you are not working. You are working. I am talking about love for work. Love for work. For you to have the kingdom experience practically in your life, you must love work. I am not saying that be a workaholic. But you must work. There shouldn't be idleness in your life. I should be careful about what I'm saying.
Yeah, say it.
I'm not saying that you should not rest. But I'm saying that you must work. You must love work. I said you must love work. You want to have the kingdom experience. You want to benefit from my dearest Jesus. You must have a king's mind. King's work. King's go to battle. God himself as a king is always working.
And
so must we practically in our lives. Laziness should not be a part of a king. If you have hatred for work, you may be a believer. Jesus is in your heart. You are anointed. But if you don't love work, you have a mind of a slave. You don't have the belt of kingdom truth, a certain understanding, a mental attitude towards work which is correct.
Number
two, one of the signs that you don't have the belt of truth, but that you are rather a slave, you have a slave mind, although you are born again, is that you have no sense of responsibility. That is what a slave is. A slave may work, but has no sense of responsibility. You see, when you direct him to do this, he will do it no more, no less. A person who has a sense of responsibility will do what you have told him, but he will go beyond it and do other things that the father or the mother has not said, or the boss has not said, or the pastor has not said. He will go beyond it. If it is like, do this and I did it. You told me to go and I went. You told me to send this man and I sent it. You told me to do this and I've done it. This is my responsibility in the church. This is my responsibility in the workplace. If you limit yourself to that, you are still anointed. Yes, I agree. You have Jesus. Yes, I agree. But you do not have a kingdom truth that kings have are people who have a sense of responsibility. So, ladies and gentlemen, I understand that a king has a sense of responsibility. He knows that the thing working or not working depends on him. He knows that I have to deliver and I have to get a result. If you do not care what happens in your workplace, because you have done your bit, according to your whatever targets I've been giving you, if you do not care the state of the church, because, well, I'm a singer and I've sung. Or I'm a pastor and I've preached. Or I'm an instrumentalist. I come for rehearsal always. The rest is my back case. Then you do not have a ruler's mindset yet. Then the kingdom experience can elude you practically. I came to tell all of us that let us take responsibility. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Nobody may have put it on your shoulders, but you take the government upon your shoulder. And let us stop behaving like slaves.
Forgive.
Because we are not slaves. We are rulers. He has moved us from slavery in Egypt. He is taking us to a place of rulership. He says, before you experience that thing practically, Eat Jesus with a different mind. Celebrate Passover convention with a different mind. Number three. A person who has a slave mentality, although he's a believer, he may be a pastor, he may be anointed, he may have a whatever thing, is somebody who loves to be driven.
Na ade atoso miensa ye ye behu obi oye gidi ni nanso okuta enko adiri obi a da ba bi opese ye pian na ansa na wa ye bibi.
Loves to be driven.
Da bi a ye chi ye pian na ansa wa ye bibi.
A slave loves to be driven.
Na akwa de da ba bi obepese ye be pian na ansa wa ye bibi.
Loves to be shouted at.
Obepese ye bet ye bet tian na ansa wa ye bibi.
If you don't shout at him, he doesn't feel fine. He doesn't feel like today is a normal day.
Na sa wan come and win a swa.
He always wants a master over him. Listen, somebody who has a slave mentality, as you are listening to me, is the person who wants always a master over him, who takes charge of him.
Na obi okuta nkwa dwe no, opese den nyina obi di ne so, na ohu se osi obi ase.
Somebody take charge of you.
Obi na ebet for dia ye.
This person is my master. That's the pride of slaves. You should meet them when they are talking with each other. Hey, my master has a car. My master, you know the project he is doing. Your master doesn't have anything. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, somebody with a king's mentality does not enjoy. Watch my word. I say he doesn't love. What did I say? He loves to be driven. Somebody who does not have a master responsibility, he doesn't love to be driven.
Na obia owa sa ahinye na dwene wonitiri no ombe pese den nyina obi be hye ne so sa.
He loves to take charge himself.
No no do be pese wonu so be gina kase we so eye no.
He wants to take charge of other people.
O pese wonu so hye na ohye ebinum so.
He wants to be a master himself.
O pese wonu so aye boss wo ankasa.
And help other people.
Na wa bua ebinum.
Ladies and gentlemen, if we must benefit from our Jesus practically, then we must desire and love to be masses. Love to be powerful leaders. Love to be in charge. Do not enjoy it, then another person has to come and show you, do this, drive you, shout at you. Don't enjoy it. He may do it, they may do it, but a person with a ruthless spirit, he doesn't enjoy it. He will do it himself. He will take charge himself. He will be the master. When you come, you will not find anything with him. The Bible says a person who is spiritual, nobody can judge him.
Na hallelujah. Wase se wudi ade na wo wa himfo adwen a. Won tra ho se obi ba meka to se kwojo fa wasi a. Ama ye se, kwa mi ye se. Ansa na ho nia ne beba nko na wa ye dada. Esa se wankasa so pese wudi wo ho so. Enu ti men tra ho na ma kwa obi metia tia wo. En tra ho ne esa se wo ye ansa wa ye ye ansa na ho nia na ba. Bible se, nia owo sunsun mu no, obi biara enya asem biara nkamfa no.
So please, let us be rulers. You may not be in charge of anything today. You may not be a boss anywhere. You may not be a pastor anywhere. You may not be a parent yet. But I want you to have this ruthless mentality that I love to take charge. Because if you are like that, you will have a kingdom, practical kingdom experience in this life.
Hallelujah. Now what's our journey, dear? And then ahinia abra bodube to me and our sassy.
The final thing. I think we have to move on. But the final thing about somebody who is believer, all right, loves Jesus, loves the cherish the old rugged cross, but the old rugged cross doesn't translate into his being a king and a priest in life, you know? He doesn't rule anywhere. He just emotion shake when they are singing. Oh,
old rugged cross. Yes, I'm not talking about you. I mean, they shake and they can rise up and lift up their hands and all that. But you see, they don't have any kingdom mentality anywhere. They just, emotional about it. So he died. They crucified him. They shake every year. They shake emotional about Jesus and his death. But nothing happens. Ladies and gentlemen, it is okay to be emotional about Jesus' death. It is okay to shed tears. But I'm teaching you how to eat Jesus, how to be emotional and still practically enjoy the benefit of the death.
So
certain people who are slave, who have a slave mind, they don't have the belt of kingdom truth.
Now one more. Womu dasuakuta and kwa ajene na omu ni sa belt na eye no kre belt no.
They are mentally lazy.
Oma jeno enye she.
I hope you've been blessed by the word. In case you've not accepted Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, kindly say it is after me. Dear God, I repent towards you and sin. Come into my heart. I make you Jesus my Lord and Savior. Thank you for forgiving all my sins already, saving me from hell and accepting me into your kingdom as your royal child. In Jesus' name, amen. For this and other kingdom messages and books from Dominion Embassy, call 020-8078-535. Visit our website at www.dominionembassygh.org or our offices at No. 1 Karat Avenue, Eric Warden Street, near Zoom Lion offices, off Queen of Peace Academy, West Anaji Estate, Takoradi, Ghana. God richly bless you. Lord, I lift your name on high.